And to the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And out of the sixth chapter, I'm going to pick up where Reverend Jeter left off, and I'll read verses 30 through 33. The sixth chapter of Matthew, beginning at verse 30, the Bible reads, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what ye shall eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Supporting verses this morning, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Malachi 3 and 10. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that they may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Based on those verses, we'd like to use a thought this morning. Things will change when we learn to put God first. Things will change when we learn to put God first. I wonder this morning, did we come to praise God? As the choir sang, we sat there so quietly. So it makes one wonder, did we really come to praise the Lord? We are here because of the mercy and the goodness of God. Not by any of our merits, and we don't have anything to boast or brag about. We are nothing but sinners saved by the grace of God. And if we are saved, it's only by the mercies of God. It's not anything that we've done so great or so special. And we are just products of God. He made us from the dust of the ground and breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we are living souls because of him. And we are thankful to God for allowing us this space and this opportunity to come on this Lord's Day. Whether we recognize it or realize it or not, we are blessed to come together this morning on the first Sunday of the year 2010. A new decade, a new year, a chance for new beginnings, a chance to sort of get a new focus on life, and another chance to even get a closer fellowship and relationship with God. I don't know about you, but I count it a blessing this morning to be able to be here just to praise and to worship God and to share the love and the strength and just to encourage and to remind one another that we are the children of the Most High God. God, in his mercy and his grace, has blessed us, and we made it through 2009. And very early on that very late that night before the year changed over, we talked about there's no need to look back. For everything that we done last year is behind us. Paul tells us not to be overconfident, but to do one thing, and that is to forget those things that are behind, but to continue to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So I believe this morning, being that God has allowed us to yet be counted amongst the living, that we should be pressing our way toward the mark. We ought to be thankful that God has brought us through, as the songwriter would say, through many dangers, toils, and snares. I've already come. Anybody in here gone through anything? anybody going through anything. But the song says, but by grace. You see, it's by the grace of God that we are where we are right now. It's by the grace of God that you got just a reasonable portion of health and strength. It's by the grace of God that you got peace in your mind and in your heart. And it comes a time that you got to let God know that you are on his side. We got to let the Lord know that we are standing on his promises. We got to leave the mess of 2009 behind us and all of the uncanny tricks and schemes of the devil that the devil used against us, that we began to turn against one another, which in turn, if we don't allow God to come into our lives, we will eventually break our relationship with God. And if we break that relationship with God, then you'll find that you don't have peace of mind. You will find that without a relationship with God, you just don't really have anything to look forward to. It life just does not seem worth living without God. Once the enemy gets into your mind, he will eat at you and he'll feed you with so much dirt and with so much unnecessary stuff that if you are not careful, he will get you off of your mark. But you got to have your mind made up. For God I'll live and for the Lord I'll die. You got to have your mind made up that in this life I am going to have trials and tribulations. There are going to be some good days and there are going to be some bad days. But in the midst of any of those days, the Lord is still worthy to be praised. We got to know as believers in service of the Most High God, we must pray and ask God to give us a mind to be committed to his service, be committed to what he would have us to do in our lives. It is a known fact that we have did some right and we've done some wrong. Anybody in here did anything wrong? Yeah. We've had some ups and we had some downs. We get some good and some bad. But if the truth be told, many of us have been or are in a rut. We're in a rut because our spiritual lives, as well as our family and community lives, are just in a turmoil. Sometimes we feel like that things just are not going to change. Sometimes it seems like out of all that you're trying to do, things just won't come together. But I believe that if you trust God and if you believe in the power of God, that God will come to your rescue. I believe this morning that God wants some things to change in your life. It's been said to motivate people that if I always do things the same way, then I'll always end up with the same results. So in essence, if we want things to be different, if we want a change to come, then we got to learn how to do things differently. When you think about your life in 2009 and where your mindset was concerning what you need to do for your life, it is better for you to trust God. It is better for you to know that God knows the best thing for your life. Despite what you've been through today, you can say that I'm still here. I've been through high waters. I've had some trouble in my life. I didn't know where or how I was going to make ends meet, but I made it to this day. I'm here this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I'm glad just to be amongst the living. I'm glad to be in the house of God one more time. I'm glad that I can open up my mouth and the Lord will hear a sound come out. I'm glad that I can talk to him even in the comfort of my own home. Anybody in here glad about Jesus? Are you glad that he is your God? You glad that he's the one that you can turn to when things begin to get rough? Then nobody do you like Jesus. And ain't nobody going to be there for you like Jesus. Anything that you've gone through, you got to trust God. And we have a tendency when we come to the beginning of a new year, we begin to make resolutions and we make plans and we make vows to God. But the Bible says it is better not to make a vow than to make it and break it. Resolutions is a list of things that you want to change or some things that you might want to get done. But I wonder this morning how many of you made preparations for the new year. Do you know and understand that things are not just going to happen? You got to put forth an effort. You got to do your part. The word declares that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. We still have to do our part. We have to ask God and believe that God will come to our rescue. Sometime last year, maybe you had not because you asked not. The Bible says if you want anything from God, you got to ask God. And the word says that anything you ask in the name of Jesus, God said that I will do it. So we are here on this first Lord's Day, if nothing else, just to tell God thank you, to get a good start for a brand new year, to remember that life is like a foot race and you don't have to go fast to win the race. All you got to do is just stay in the race. I heard the great runners win because they know how to come out the starting box. See, in order to win a race, you got to know how to get started. You got to be ready when the whistle blows. You got to be ready when it's time to start running. You got to be running. You can't be waiting on what your neighbor is going to do. You can't be wondering about what such sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so had to say. But you got to believe what God has to say to you this morning. You got to make necessary preparation and be attentive and listening because you never know when it's going to be time to go. We say that be ye also ready, for we know not the day or the hour when the Son of God is going to appear. He could appear right now. On this day of the Lord, this day, we can lose our very lives. But in order for us to be where God would have us to be, we got to learn to get some help. If you want help in 2010, I brought you some instructions from the Word of God, hoping that you will be a doer and not just a listener. Sometimes we are just hearers of the Word. We hear the Word, but we let it in and we let it go right back out. We hear the word and we know the word, but we don't apply it to our everyday life. But one of the wisest men known to mankind was King Solomon, who tells us this morning as we read here in the book of Proverbs. He says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. So if we want to be led by God this year, we got to learn how to put God first. We got to go back to the basic commandment where God said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And knowing that true wisdom doesn't come from the intellect of man or of human insight, but of learning God's unchanging ways. We say sometimes that God works in a mysterious way. We say sometimes we'll understand it better by and by. So there are some things this morning that you might not quite understand. But if you have a mind to do the right thing, if you have a mind to make the right choice, then you got to learn how to do what God would have you to do. When we learn something, we come to know or get information. When we learn, we got to know how to do it. So how in the world are we going to live in 2010 without the Lord our God? We got to learn how to change, and we got to change the things that are going on in our lives. As Christians, our first lesson is to put God first. Paul says that in Romans 12:1, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So we got to be willing this morning to give of ourselves. If we're going to do anything for God this year, you got to first of all know that you belong to the Lord your God. If you're going to do anything productive, you got to offer your body as a living sacrifice unto God. We got to learn how to, even when things are bad, in the midst of the recession, we still got to be bound by God and by our church covenant. We got to learn how to give. The Bible teaches us concerning tithing, which is a practice of giving a tenth of one's income or property as an offering to the Lord our God. And this extends into the Hebrew history before the Mosaic law. But now what we have to realize is that when we look in the Word of God, we've been hearing this, and there are many denominations that base their livelihood on those of us that we are tied. Well, the Bible says, will a man rob God? Yet have ye robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and in offering. We are cursed with a curse, for we have robbed me and the whole nation. The Bible said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. So we got to understand that we got to learn how to start giving back to God. But we got to know that in the New Testament, we got to understand God did not command us to tithe, but God commands us to give our liberal givings. To give as a cheerful giver. He didn't say you had to give the tenth because now he know you got more than a tenth. What God said is you got to open up and learn how to just give. Don't limit yourself to just a tenth of what you got. If God had blessed you beyond measure, then you ought to give back to God. Anybody hearing me in the house? You began to think about you don't have because you don't do God right. I'm not talking about what you do for the church. You got to do it for the Lord thy God. When you put your offering in church, it's for the work of God. It's not for mankind. And you got to understand and have faith in God that the Lord is going to make a way out of no way. If you want things to change in 2010, then you got to do things in a different manner. You got to put God first in your life. You got to open up your heart and offer yourself as a living sacrifice. You got to learn how to give back to God what God has given to you. You got to learn how to put God first. There's so many things that we worry about in life. So many folk are worried about how you're going to make it. But I come to tell you through the words of Jesus that you don't have to worry about how you're going to make it. All you got to do is trust the power of God. For God will be right there by your side. I thank God for everything that he did last year. But last year is already gone and behind me. But on this first Sunday of the Lord 2010, I thank God for another day's journey. I'm not going to worry this morning about how we're going to make it. For the Bible says, therefore, if you would take no thought for your life, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. Don't worry about clothes to go on your back. For the Bible says, why take thought and if you can't even add to your stature? The Bible said, if you take thought for raiment, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow and they toil not, but they spin. And I tell you this, Solomon, all of his glory, all of his beautiful robes, all of his fine silk and satin, wasn't arrayed like the garden that God got out in the garden. When you look at the flowers from God, God makes a way out of no way. Summer come and the flowers come. Winter comes and the flowers die. But look at God at work. God is not worried about the dead flowers. Because he know in the springtime, he got some buds down in the ground. And because of the seed that you sow, you're going to reap what you sow. So I come to tell somebody this morning that if you want to do something in 2010, things will change when you put God first. If you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray. Ain't no need of praying and worrying the Lord our God. When you know the Lord said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. So the Bible says, take therefore no thought what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink. Wherewith shall ye be clothed? For all the Gentiles seek these things. But I come to tell somebody that the Lord God already know. He already know what you stand in need of. So your instruction this morning that come from the Lord our God. God said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. I somebody tell somebody that things are going to change. Your outcome is going to be different when you put God first. But if you don't put God first, if you lean to your own understanding instead of the understanding of God, you're going to get up and you're going to fall down. Now, I do know that walking in the will of God, every day is not going to be a sunny day. In the will of God, peace is not always going to be around. But if you hold on and hold out, hold on and hold out, God will make a way out of no way. If there's sickness in your body, you better tell the devil you are alive and the truth is not in you. For God, I'll live and for God, I'll die. Things are going to change. Things are going to change. Because I put God first. God got to be first. Put him out front.
and he'll lead and he'll direct your very path. There's some things you're going through. There's some things you're tired of. But if those are things that you brought over from last year, I want you to throw them off to the side. Leave them behind you. Press on toward the mark. I got my mind made up that I'm going to serve the Lord until I die. Till I die. Till I die. I'm going to serve my God. And that's why he loved us so. That he gave his only begotten son. That if we believe in him, if we believe in him and trust in him, we shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank God that I'm in the hand of God. And God said, if you say in my hand, say in the hands of God. In the hands of God. In the hands of God. Anything you need. Anything you want. God's got it this morning. And things will change if you learn to put God first. So that means sometimes you got to deny yourself. When Paul said, offer your body as a living sacrifice, that means work while it's day. Even if your body is not all up to par, do whatever you can. If you can't run in, you can walk. If you can't walk, you hop. If you can't hop, get somebody to put you in a chair and let them roll you on in. See, I don't care how I get there. I just want to get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. 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 Somebody ought to praise God this morning. Somebody didn't think they were going to make it last year. But God brought you through. Doors have been closed in your face. But God is opening up brand new doors. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. It's a new start. Let bygones be bygones. Yesterdays be yesterdays. But on this day, I give him praise. On this day, I tell him thanks. Anybody come to praise him? Anybody want to thank him? Anybody want to glorify him? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, help us this year. The devil is alive this morning. We can make it. We can make it. For with Jesus. With Jesus. Anybody love Jesus? Anybody love Jesus this morning? I wonder. Anybody glad to get past last year? All that mess that went on last year. But it's behind you. Don't hold on to it. Let it go. Let it go. And let the praise of the Lord, let it come upon you. Let the Spirit of the Almighty God, let it rest upon you. God, I just thank you. I thank you for being in hospitals. I thank you for being in nursing homes. I thank you for being in the homes of some of our people. Those that are on the bed of affliction this morning. That would like to be sitting on a pew like you are, but they can't come out because they're homebound. But my God is there with them. Oh, I thank God. I thank God for Jesus this morning. Things will change when you learn to put God first.